Backstreet's back, all right. Backstreet Boys, they've got a new CD out. It's called In a World Like This.
All right.
They're busy touring and promoting it right now.
How many did it sell?
It sold 48,000 copies. If you want to go back in the day when Backstreet Boys first debuted in the 90s, they said they actually had some trouble breaking into the music industry. They blame it on the new kids on the block. Kevin Richardson, who was kind of the self-appointed leader of the group, the one that bailed, but he's back. Anyway, he said that New Kids on the Block had just split up. They were getting major backlash from the industry, so the Backstreet Boys had to work even harder to be taken seriously, and I took them very seriously. I'm serious. I'll be honest. I'm going to have a full disclosure moment.
Go ahead.
I know we're busy and everything, but I got to tell you this.
Go ahead.
Howie D invited me to go hang out with him. They were staying at the Four Seasons.
Recently?
No, this is back in the day. When they were the Backstreet Boys, when they were wearing those superhero suits and flying over the crowd.
Be honest. What did you think your chances were?
Well,
be honest.
You thought
I looked totally honest.
I know I looked like crap that day. I was at the hairdressers and they really screwed me up, but I had no choice. I had to go. It was awful. And I was really fat at the time, but I loved Howie D and I didn't care. So I went and they just shot pool. It was him and AJ. They got up on the stage and they brought us up to the front and they sang Brick House.
Yeah.
She's a brick. It was so much fun. And when I left, I got in the car with Amy, my friend, and I was like, I can't believe that just happened. And I started bawling the whole way home because you don't know how much I loved Howie D.
We know.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not even lying. That was a grown ass woman acting like that. I'm embarrassed.
You just told it on the radio.
I've never told that. Kid would have been mad at me. I was like, I just started sobbing. I was like, I can't help it. I'm just so happy.